Hello and good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. Ah, beautiful, always outside, no matter what the temperature, no matter what the weather. Oh my goodness, great clouds coming in, snow on the way sometime this evening, and as I always say, water, water, water. And that's the elixir of the gods, our water. So I welcome the snow. We can get through it. We can ski through it. We can walk through it. We can drive through it. It belongs to us. So, welcome to Senior Matters. Today's guest, someone I called yesterday at the last minute who responded with my call and said, yes, I will be there. And he's going to give us 20 minutes of his most important time to our incredible community, our wonderful Carbondale Lieutenant Chris Wurtsmith with our Carbondale Police Department. Thank you so much, Chris, for coming in at the last minute, taking time away from our town, our city, to talk to the people about something important that came about with me a couple of days ago. I received a phone call from a lady who had called Senior Matters, and she had some concerns, and her concerns were alarming. She had had an email. She had been requested to contact an attorney, get paperwork put together because she was ready to inherit $287 million. A scam. A scam on the internet, a scam on the telephones. Don't be another victim. Lieutenant Christopher Wurtsmith, can you talk to us about what I'm talking about?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, scams are pretty prevalent, not just in our valley, but I'm afraid the elderly are targeted often, and they're targeted in a number of different ways, and usually they're not successful scams, but they do occasionally happen.
Mm-hmm. And how does, you know, I remember a couple years ago getting almost the same kind of email as this lady did who lives in Glenwood Springs. And I knew right away, but she didn't. And she started to respond, and she sent money already to this person. And she gave me the telephone number of this CEO of Bank of America, which was not accurate, but she believed.
Yeah, and you know, that's the hook that they use. The scammers, they want to establish a personal relationship with you, and they want you to begin to trust them, and they want you to believe them, and they will tell you things that are just absolutely wonderful to believe, and then they'll set the hook.
So when you're talking about they'll be telling us things that are wonderful or hard to believe, what kind of things are they talking about? What kind of scams are there that we get hooked into because we're innocent and vulnerable?
There's a number of scams out there, and they're inventing new ways all the time. I believe in her case, the promise of the inheritance came with initial costs that they wanted as earnest money. And anytime any of us, including the elderly, are promised great quantities of money for something that costs initially, that's a buyer beware. That's the old saying that lunch is never free. That's really good wisdom. People really want to believe that there's somebody out there that's going to leave them money or share with them a lottery or share with them some prize because they pull on your heartstrings. And not only do strangers try to scam us and scam the elderly, but it can also be people posing as family members. It comes in the way of emails on the internet. It comes in the way of phone calls. And oftentimes the folks that are doing this are not in the state, may not even be in the same country. But if they can get you to Western, if they can get you to send money right away, then that's where we have a big problem.
You know, when you mentioned that, it reminded me, like I said, I had received an email of an offer of money, a couple years ago, but it also triggered a phone call that I received a few years ago. Hi, Grandma. This is Ryan. I'm in New York. How you doing? You know what? I'm really stuck. I need some money. And I'm going, why is my grandson Ryan in New York when he lives in California? Why is he calling me? And, you know, triggered immediately. This is not who he says he is. And I said, you're not getting me, son. And I hung up the phone.
Good for you.
Yeah. So these scams that are coming about, like you mentioned, the fee, the money up front.
Yes.
The advanced fee that's
right.
Part of a fraud.
Right.
Yeah. When something like this happens to us, what do we do?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of our information is public. So that's where I would start by remembering that. People can get your name and your address off of public sites. So when I think of scams and potential scams like you're speaking of, I start with the basics of how can I protect myself. And understand this, some of your information is out there for the public. And so that means that you must be very, very participant in the protection of your private information and never, ever, ever give out your private information because those are the things that they use to succeed. So in the case where you just spoke of, hey, Grandma, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm in the middle of something. Let me call you back. Hang up the phone. Call your grandson. Verify. Mm-hmm. Any kind of personal attachment that scammers put on their message, you can verify it. You can verify it, and you should verify it, everything, and never, ever, ever give your most private information to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of, let's say this is happening, you've got somebody who's trying to get you to give them some money. You can do like you did and hang up the phone immediately, and you can contact your service provider and put them on the no-call list, mm-hmm. right? You can report the matter to law enforcement. You can do it locally with us, or you can go federally. The feds have a lot more resources. And you can also Google the phone number they've used and put their phone number in there with the word scam, and a search engine will come up and it'll show you oftentimes, not all the time, but it'll show you the other times that phone number has been used or the ruse that they pose. It's kind of amazing. The scammers have technology and they use it to bounce their phones from location to location. Occasionally, the very organized ones will have background noise that will convince you that they're official when really they're not. One local scam that's hit our valley often is people posing to be the utility company threatening to turn off your power unless you pay immediately a certain number of dollars. In terms of services that you commonly depend on, direct deposit is a really good idea because you're protected. You can hang up the phone. You can verify who they are. Find out if your bills are paid. Mm-hmm. Because if it sounds like it's not true, it probably isn't. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't.
Isn't.
Yeah. And when folks come to us who either have fallen for a scam or haven't, I recommend they share that. Share it instead of hide it, because most of these crimes aren't reported.
Whoa. And I think the most important thing about what you said, share that, is that's what we're doing now.
Yes.
We want you to know about it. And I would like to say, add on to that, this call that I received a couple of days, I did Google. And I also went to Facebook. I tracked the name of the contact that this lady said was going to give her the money. I also Googled her because I wanted to see who she was and where she was. I also saw she was on Facebook, very limited. And I thought, that's where they got her. They must have picked her up on Facebook. I don't know, but possibly, who knows? You know, we are vulnerable in many ways because of how we can be contacted.
Sure, your Facebook friends.
Yep.
Anything that is made public can be used to convince you of a ruse.
Yeah. The ruse that seemed to be happening is the money thing. They want money. They want money up front. That's where they're really getting anything. This lady, unfortunately, had already sent out, I do believe she said $600. She had $100. She wanted me to find an attorney that she would pay with that $100 the first installment on the attorney's fees so she could file her paperwork. And when she received her inheritance, quote unquote, she would pay off the final attorney's fee. How honest she was, you know, how sincere she was. She wasn't giddish about what was happening. It was like, this is business and I'm trying to get an attorney so I can file my paperwork so I can inherit $287 million. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, that's a lot of money.
It's very humbling for her to have shared that with you, but many, many, many people have given much, much more.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the tough part.
So how do we catch these people that are doing this to us?
Well, be an active participant in your own protection of your interests. People don't just email you. They don't just call you out of the blue with an idea. People who mean business, who are serious, they contact you through the mail, and you can verify who they are with either their corporate headquarters or where their location is at. So don't be a victim. Choose not to be a victim. Also, report to the feds because they have the resources to go after these folks. If somebody were to report to me a scam that happened overseas, I'm afraid my boss wouldn't send me to India or wherever it is that they're originating. But the feds, when they collect enough and they reach the threshold where it makes sense for them, hey, it's time to go after these people, it may be through Interpol, it may be through intergovernmental agreements, but absolutely report it. And don't be embarrassed. My My own dad, who's just turned 80, he was a victim of a scam. He was very embarrassed when he told me about it. And, you know, the important thing is that we don't just rest on our laurels, that we do something about it. And there's some really good websites where you can report, and there's some phone numbers that you can call.
You know, excuse me, I did pull up some information about scams. And like you said, I'm just going to back up something that I pulled off the website, mm-hmm. went on Google about scams. Mm-hmm. And they may get you to try to do some of the following, like you said. Send money based on false promises. Give out your personal details. They agree to deals without getting advice, and they buy a product without checking it properly. Those are the things that we get involved in. And I think that those that seniors, let's get the vulnerable ones, the seniors who believe this. And I think the thing that is, we trust people, so we believe it is something that is coming to us. And we don't know much about scams. I think it's important that the public be more aware that they're out there. There's credit card scams. There's lottery and sweepstakes scams. But those are heavily publicized, I do believe. The concern I had was the vulnerability of seniors, as this woman was, because when she said when she gets the money, she wanted to give it to her family and give it to her friends. I heard this wonderful, thoughtful person not saying what she's going to do and where she's going to go, but gifting it back. Gifting it back was where she was. Mm-hmm. And that speaks highly of the person. Yeah. My concern about scams is that we are all victims and can be taken advantage of. And some of the best things to do, like you said, is report it to the FBI.
Yes.
I called you because I wanted you to support that somewhere in our community we can go immediately to someone. You know, I have a sense of, probably like some of the old timers do, I'm going to call the chief. He knows what I can do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And didn't even think of the federal government, you know, or the FBI. That sounds so espionage-ish.
Right. Right. Yeah. Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Well, you know, it boils down to, with technology, the internet, with cell phones, with information being put out there, of social media, we've created a really awesome thing that also has some inherent dangers. Folks want to believe in the good nature of their human being neighbors. They want to believe that people don't take advantage of other people. And so we have this new technology now that takes advantage of people with good hearts like your friend that you spoke of. So if you were to call any of my officers with any of these kind of issues, we would share with you the resources, and we'd share with you what we can and can't do. There's two main websites that I share with folks. And the first one is www.fbi.gov. And the other one is the Federal Trade Commission, and that's www.ftccomplaintassistant.gov. If you Google scams and elderly, you might find a really good and informative site called the National Council on Aging.
Mm-hmm.
They have some excellent tips of things to be aware of and to avoid, and common scams, things to watch for. The one that you mentioned, grandma, that's a common one that they use. And they'll, when they call you and say, hey, grandma, guess who this is? If you think, oh, this sounds like Rianne or it sounds like Jimmy, and now you've given them that, now they can roll into their whole scam and they start to pull at your heartstrings. I hate to see that.
Yeah, and the whole manipulation that greed gets people into and makes that kind of transaction possible doesn't just stop. It's ongoing. This goes on over a period of years and years. And I think the thing where we now are so easily reached just by the touch of a phone or the push of a button on our cell phones or on our computers. Still, there are a lot of seniors that are not computer, you know, active, and they're getting the phone calls. Everyone is, you know, vulnerable to this. And I like the idea that, one, you gave us contact information for websites, and it's an acknowledged dishonest issue that is going on amongst the people in our society.
Yeah,
but it's been going on for years. You know,
the history of man.
There you go.
I'm afraid there's evil out there, even though we want to believe that the folks around us are all good, loving people. It's not always the case.
Doesn't always work out like that, does
no.
it? So, back again, scams, all kinds of scams. They can be in reference to family, in reference to your neighbors, in reference to the government, politics, whatever it is. If anyone wants something from you who in his intent is greed and evil, as Chris says, protect yourself. You know, protect yourself. Protect yourself. If you want more information from your computer, www.fbi.gov, www.ftccomplaint. What's assistant?
So that's the Federal Trade Commission is www.ftccomplaint. Complaint assistant with a T .gov. There's really a lot of material out there that we can educate ourselves with. One of the other things I'd recommend is that you don't isolate yourself, that you talk to somebody that you trust, that you be an active participant in your own security and your own survival. And if something seems suspicious, call one of our officers.
I like that. Be proactive. You know, if there's no one else, think about it. Do it for yourself. You know, it's important that we take care of ourselves and we take care of each other. And we look about to see what's going on in our world, whether it's two blocks away or if it's 300,000 miles away up to the moon. How far away is the moon? I don't know either. But scams, they're out there. It's a quiet time of the year for us. The holidays have passed. Everyone is relaxed. Everyone is just feeling comfortable at home. And it's time to be aware. There's life out there that's not always nice to us, but the majority of it is. You know, you've given me more than 20 minutes, Chris.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And also, for those of you who, isolation is the thing that Chris said, be active in your community. Be active in your neighborhood. be a part of your church. Keep yourself busy. Even if it's sitting down and reading a book, you're keeping your mind strong, your spirit good, and it's the best thing we can do for ourselves. We can live our life to the fullest. Be aware. Be proactive for yourself. Take care of yourself. Talk to your neighbors. Sip that cup of coffee. Well, have a brandy after dinner. I got smiles here. This is Diane Johnson for Senior Matters. My guest has been Lieutenant Chris Wordsmith with Carbondale Police Department, just discussing a little bit about scams. Just be aware. Life is good and filled with all dreams possible. Talk to you next month.